Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Luke Ferris. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Our Mass today will be for the sanctification of human labor. May your favor, O Lord, be upon us, and may you give success to the work of our hands. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We have a very good Father in our Father God. And today he speaks to us beautifully of how we are all called to be these shepherds that really care for those around us. And we're also asked to give ourselves in our work for love of God our Father, as well as love for those around us. And so we are asked to have that greatness of heart that's not stingy, that doesn't compare ourselves to others, that doesn't criticize others. And so we begin by acknowledging that at times we sin, and we are in need of a Savior, and so we prepare to receive these sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the Shepherd of our souls. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you bring the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, creator of all things, who have commanded the human race to bear the burden of labor, grant that the work we are beginning may bring progress in this life, and by your favor advance the spread of the kingdom of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. In these words prophesy to them. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been pasturing themselves. Should not shepherds rather pasture sheep? You have fed off their milk, worn their wool, and slaughtered their fatlings, but the sheep you have not pastured. You did not strengthen the weak, nor heal the sick, nor bind up the injured. You did not bring back the strayed or seek the lost, but you lorded it over them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered for lack of a shepherd and became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered and wandered all over the mountains and high hills. My sheep were scattered over the whole earth with no one to look after them or to search for them. Therefore, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have been given over to pillage, and because my sheep have become food for every wild beast for lack of a shepherd, because my shepherds did not look after my sheep, but pastured them and did not pasture my sheep, because of this, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, I swear I am coming against these shepherds. I will claim my sheep from them and put a stop to their shepherding my sheep so that they may no longer pasture themselves. I will save my sheep, that they may no longer be food for their mouths. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowners, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a simple question about this gospel that likely has come to you before, and that is, why doesn't the landowner just pay those who've been there all day first? They're tired. They can go home. And then they won't know what he's going to do to the others. And so if he wants to be generous, he is not going to put that in front of them, at least. And perhaps they'll never even hear. Maybe they will, because he's generous. They'll hear about it later. But at least they're not forced to watch them receive this and then receive just the same as they are. Our Lord always has a point with his parables. We don't always think that the people acting them are acting like you or I would, but there is always a point to what he's saying. And that is, our Lord wants to hit us directly with this idea. How generous will you be? Will you understand that there are others that won't do as much as you will, that won't pray as much as you pray, that won't pay attention to me, God, that is, as much as you who are right now doing this? Will you love them like I love them? Will you call to them and ask them to come and be part of the kingdom? And will you give them the same joy that I have in you? This is the challenge that he puts before us. It's a beautiful one, and it's a little tough. It gets to us, as it does to those who were shepherds there in Israel, as Ezekiel points out. We who are called early and called now to our Lord's kingdom are also called to love those who are going to come after us and to realize they're going to get the same pay as we are. They're going to be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven at the end of their lives and also welcomed with joy now when they decide to come and work in our Father's vineyard. And what we want to do is just receive the joy of our Father who loves what we are doing. We are like his daughters and sons that know that this is what we do when we're in the Father's house. We work out of love for him and love for others with the same generosity of spirit that he has. And if others come later in the day, great. Thanks for your help. We love to have you. And yes, our dad is so good, he's going to pay you the same as we get to. And good for you. We want you to have that. We want you to be happy. We're all here in God's vineyard, you see. And we will see that there will be people who will need our help, people who are lost at times, and they will find their place within this kingdom. And we want to welcome them with that same joy, that magnanimity, that greatness of heart that our Father has, that we are all here together. And we can admire the people around us. We don't have to compare. Rather, we can say, how wonderful, they're here with us. They're with our God, and we are with them. And if we receive his heart, we want to give that heart to everyone around us as well. We stand now as we prepare ourselves to receive that same pay that all of our God's workers are. That is the Eucharist, that small but mighty payment to our souls that prepares us to be with him both now and forever. We pray for our Holy Father and for all priests that they will help the laity be strong in defense of the Catholic faith in the secular world. We pray to the Lord. For an increase in holy vocations of priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord. For peace in our country and in our world, that bitterness and violence will be replaced by love and understanding, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that elected and appointed officials will govern in accord with God's will, we pray to the Lord. For those who experience the devastation of natural disasters, that they may receive the help they need and have the hope and strength to rebuild their lives, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Regina Shiskovich, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. It also adds a few prayers for a couple that I know whose son Nathan is in a very difficult place right now in the local hospital. We pray for Nathan. We pray for our own souls as well. Heavenly Father, we ask that your son may come among us through our prayers and through this Eucharist, that we truly may receive the greatness of heart that you have for each of us. We ask this especially through our prayers, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Become for us the bread of life. Let us be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the offerings presented here, excuse me, nourish the human race with food and renew it with your sacrament, grant, we pray, that the sustenance they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. For those who are at home and unable to receive, we pray the spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. In our communion antiphon, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Thank you. Let us pray. Having been made partakers of this table of unity and charity, we beseech your mercy, O Lord, that through the work you have given us to do, we may sustain our life on earth and trustingly build up your kingdom through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us here at Mass today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace. The Mass has ended.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard and protection from the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Our society was built on the concept of I owe God. Now we don't owe God anything. God owes us. We're supposed to be entertained by God. And our civilization is not doing that well, except in those places where people take the holy sacrifice of the Mass seriously. People would say, Father, you should make the Mass more entertaining. And I would say, on the contrary, I'm trying to make it more boring. And they would say, you're doing a fine job.
Father Simon says, 1 p.m. Central on Relevant Radio.